Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes! So it is. It is 9 o'clock of the Alex Donoff Show here on WQAM. Radio.com is where you get us on the computer, smartphone app, radio.com app. How about that? If you'd like to get in, share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines, 305 or 954-567-0560, or get at us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, but please don't text and drive, 560-22. I cannot win with this Chick-fil-A topic. I've been accused of eating too much fast food by some people, and now I get this. Oh man, Dono, I can't even listen to you anymore. How can you not eat fast food? It's like a drug to me. And I'm the guy who cooks, grills, and slow cooks all the time. So I love homemade, but fast food is like a treat once in a while. A greasy cheeseburger and greasy fries are something that makes me feel good on the inside. I don't, people just hear what they want to hear, right? So to some people, I eat way too much fast food because I said I would take free Chick-fil-A for life over a Dolphins Super Bowl. And then I say, well, I don't eat it that often, but I would eat it every day if it was free.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, Donald. I think these textures are being way overambitious with this. Chick-fil-A every day is, if anything, healthy.
Is it? I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I think it's healthy.
But weren't you the guy? What
it's
was
good
it?
For the heart.
Didn't you find out a couple weeks ago that like a Caesar salad has more calories?
Yeah,
than...
but I also figured out that there's certain forms of calories that are better than others. Like,
like I got to hear this one.
Calories from a bacon cheeseburger aren't as healthy as calories from a Caesar salad.
Yeah, but like it's the dressing though that's unhealthy in Caesar salad. There's
I guess,
like there's
right.
like oil and like
it's
mayo
mayonnaise
in it.
And,
yeah,
and anchovies. That's apparently what Caesar salad is.
I think that's like it's not like the lettuce has calories. Like the problem is the dressing is not good for you.
I mean, I'd still take it over a Big Mac though. Big Mac's kind of overrated.
Yes. The best thing about it is the sauce.
Right.
Right, because like they give you like the tiny patties.
Well, I don't understand that middle layer of bread.
It's just filler. It's just there to make the burger look bigger. I don't understand any other purpose it serves. Because without the extra layer of bread, it would just look like a small double burger.
We're getting a lot of texts in that say people are saying you'd get sick of Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if I would, man.
I lived next to a Chick-fil-A in college, and I still went there almost every day.
I mean, I don't know. Like I guess there are like certain foods I could get sick of. But I don't think like a fried chicken sandwich or nuggets and waffle fries and the different sauces they have is something I would get sick of.
If you want to be healthy, just eat the grilled nuggets.
Do they have grilled nuggets?
They do.
I did not even know that.
But
who's eating that?
Yeah, right. That's what I tweeted out last week that if you order the grilled nuggets from...
You're a communist.
You're a narc.
Oh,
you're
that too. Yeah.
You're a narc. You're like, oh, what do these kids get at Chick-fil-A? I'll get the grilled nuggets.
You know, something, a big restaurant topic today, I think this was announced today, Dunkin' Donuts come January is officially just Dunkin'. They're dropping donuts from their name. Right? And they've been around for, I would imagine, probably at least four decades. They've been around since the 70s, I think, Dunkin' Donuts. So they've had that identity. They've had that name for a very, very long time. That, to me, is one of the more iconic American restaurant brands, Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a travesty.
I'm fine with it, and I'll tell you why. How many of you can honestly tell me you go to Dunkin' Donuts for the donuts? I go there more for the coffee. Every now and then I'll get a muffin. I'll get a breakfast sandwich sometimes. I mean, listen, maybe I'm unique, but I don't think I'm the only one that will pretty frequently go to Dunkin' Donuts because it's so damn convenient. Like, there's one everywhere, right? There's one a block away from this radio station. There are, like, three of them within a couple miles from my house. Dunkin' Donuts, to me, I can't remember the last time I actually ordered donuts, going into Dunkin' Donuts. I commonly get either a double espresso or a cappuccino. I'll get a chocolate chip muffin every now and again. I'll get the veggie egg white omelet sandwich sometimes if it's in the morning. Cannot remember the last time I actually ordered a donut. And I think they want to stress to you that we're not just a donut shop. There are a lot of options here. I think dropping donuts from the name is a natural progression. I think it's long overdue. Just Dunkin'. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, or get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. One of my callers alluded to this earlier with the Dolphins. So before the season started, everyone had Miami in the gutter. Right, ESPN 32 out of 32 in our power rankings. Vegas 5.5 wins for a while. That number did go up to 6.5 just because the 5.5 number seems so low. I'm sure a lot of money came in on the over. But now all of a sudden the Dolphins are getting top 10 love. ESPN has the Dolphins number 8 now on their power rankings. And USA Today, I was reading this earlier at DolphinsWire.com. Dolphins move up to number 9 in the USA Today power rankings. Surprise, surprise, writes Antoine Staley. Miami Dolphins are one of the top 10 teams in the NFL. Well, at least this week they are. The Dolphins are ranked number 1 in the latest USA Today NFL power rankings after getting off to a 3-0 start with wins over the Titans, Jets, and Raiders. But the schedule will begin to pick up this week. In week 4, the Dolphins will travel to Foxborough to take on the Patriots, a team that is reeling at the moment, losing their last two games. With a win, the Dolphins will have a 3-game lead in the AFC East. Woo! Wouldn't that be nice? If you come out of this Sunday with a 3-game lead in the AFC East.
If we beat the Patriots this week, we have a chance, and I know this is a massive stretch because we're bound to drop one, but we have a chance to sweep the division.
Yes, because I don't care what they did on Sunday. Bills are dreadful. The Jets, not good. And if we beat the Patriots, we get the return trip at Hard Rock Stadium.
They haven't won here in a while either.
Yeah.
They don't, I mean, they won, I think, 2 years ago, but they historically have not played well.
I mean, you also realize that not only if we win this weekend, we're not only on track to sweep the division, we're on track to go 19-0.
Yeah, that is true.
If you're Mercury,
my head's in the gutter, obviously.
If you're Mercury Morris and you see these Dolphins go 19-0, do you celebrate? Like, I know, like, I'm sure he'll host like an official party. He'll pretend to be happy. But if you're like one of these 72 guys, even if it's the Dolphins who become the next team to go unbeaten, don't you think they feel a little bit bitter that the 72 team is
1,000%.
No longer?
Like, absolutely.
That's got to be, right? Like, I know that publicly they'll have to say, oh, this is great. If anybody was going to do this, we're so glad it was the Dolphins. This is a celebration. We're so proud. We're so happy. But I don't know, man. I feel like if you're one of those old-timers on the 72 team, if the Dolphins are the last unbeaten to lose, you're still popping that champagne. I don't think you're celebrating if they go, at least not privately. Publicly, you have to do it for appearances, but privately, I don't know, man. I think privately they'd be kind of miffed if these Dolphins go 19-0.
When you're in like a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but like a party that it's only one, and they are the only NFL team to ever go undefeated, you probably don't want anybody else joining that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, man.
But, yeah, you're right. They're going to put on this whole charade.
They have to.
Oh, you know, we're happy that's the Dolphins. We really want it to.
Sure.
You know, but, yeah, for sure they don't.
Especially since, like, when somebody goes 19-0, that's automatically better than 17-0, right? Because, like, the shorter 14-game regular season schedule back then, the next team to go undefeated will do it on a 19-game track, right? 16-0, three playoff games. So automatically, that is greater than what these guys accomplished. Tub Guy says, I will go to Dunkin' Donuts for a coffee and an old-fashioned donut. Everything else is gross. What, like an old-fashioned donut, is that glazed or like a plain cake?
I think he means, well, old-fashioned would mean glazed.
That's just a glazed donut?
Yeah.
What's your preference of donut?
Oof. Man.
I feel like I just asked you a really tough question.
It really is. There's so many choices. Yeah. I mean, I'm always down for a good sprinkles, you know, like white vanilla sprinkles, but because I know it's technically its own thing. If they have a Boston cream.
See, I'm not a fan of cream filling in a donut.
What?
I don't know. It's just something, it's too much.
I'm not a fan of jelly in a donut because that's a,
I don't
that's,
like that either.
Yeah, that's
I
horrible.
I don't like any filling in a donut.
Any filling is weird, but
yeah.
But jelly filling is definitely like no. Whoever, I don't know who was the guy who invented jelly donuts because it was an awful idea, and now we're here in 2018.
People seem to love them though.
They're awful.
You know what else I don't like, and I feel like I had a lot of these when I was a kid. Powdered sugar donuts. It's like so messy.
What?
So messy.
Dono.
It's just, I mean, like, it's a little too
white
dry.
White powdered sugar donuts?
Yeah.
Like they're just delicious.
So it gets all over your hands and your face. And
that's the whole experience of it.
I'm not a fan of that experience. I'll tell you what I like. Like a plain cake donut with chocolate frosting on it. Overglazed, yeah. Even. I think that's good.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You're...
Because then, like, you get the cake donut, you can dip it in some coffee. Like, I don't feel like
what?
I don't feel like you can dip a glazed donut into coffee, but you can dip a cake donut into coffee.
You dip your donuts in coffee?
If it's a cake donut, yeah, not a glazed.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that because my girlfriend mentioned to me today, hey, my coworkers are saying that they dip their donuts in coffee, and I think it's weird. And I was like, yeah, it's super weird.
I don't think it is.
Dipping your donuts in coffee.
I mean, it's got to be a certain type of donut. It's got to be
like
a cake
donut. It's got to be a
plain
donut.
Yeah, it's got to be a cake donut. Like, you can't... okay, so even the chocolate frosting, you can't really do that. But if you have, like, a plain cake donut, no glaze, no filling, you can absolutely dip that sunbitch in coffee. You can.
I don't know about that,
tastes
man.
Good.
I think that's out of the box here.
I don't think so. Yes or no? Can you dip a donut in coffee? 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Wow. Tito's getting called out.
I saw that.
Who is this nobody trashing jelly donuts? They're awesome. Well, I don't like any filling, so we're both trashing jelly donuts. Oh man,
jelly donuts. I'm serious. I don't know who created them back in the 1800s or the 1900s or whenever it happened. But if I had a time machine, that may be the one thing I'd go back and stop from happening.
So you wouldn't kill Hitler. You would stop the creation of a jelly donut.
That'd be okay. So I take that back. First would stop Hitler.
Can you imagine?
And then stop the creation of the jelly donut.
So you have like Doc Brown shows up in your front lawn with the DeLorean. He's like, all right, Marty, Tito, I got two options for you. Option number one, we can go back to the early 30s and kill Hitler, or we can stop the SOB who invented the jelly. You would have to think about that one, I think.
How much time would both take?
Is there any way we can get both of these things done today? That's always, like, people's go-to. Like, whenever you talk about, like, what would you do, like, ethically, what would you do if you had a time machine? Like, the number one thing that always gets brought up is killing Hitler. Like, what else would you do? Like, what else would you want to be a part of? Like, the signing of the Declaration of Independence? Would you want to see? Like, would you just want to go and, like, check out some dinosaurs? Like, just kind of watch them for a bit?
Yeah, that would be one of them.
I think that would be kind
of
cool.
The creation of the Egyptian pyramids.
Oh.
And then the first Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you know, like I would want to see like the aliens that came down and like taught the Egyptians how to build the pyramids. I think that would be impressive. Let's go back and stop 560 from hiring Tito, a texter writes. Ha! Oh, man. How about gimmicks on Sunday? Be ready to add fundamentals, a texter writes. Well, listen, you can't go with an all gimmick offense against the Patriots. You have to be fundamental. But I would say three or four times, try something really creative. Try something outside the box the way that you just did against Oakland. You're going to have a few. You're going to have probably a jet sweep or reverse. Wide receiver passing it to another wide receiver at some point. You got to keep the Patriots guessing. You have to give them those looks to make them honest, their defense. The Alex Donoff Show continues here on WQAM.
Radio.com.
So what's going on with Deion Waiters? He's chubby now? He get that free Chick-fil-A for life?
He might have, yeah, honestly.
Man, I mean, listen, he's been out hurt for a long time. I think it's tough, man. You have ankle surgery. You're immobile for a long time. Like, it's tough to get in shape. So I guess there's a photo going around of him clearly carrying some extra chunk in that face of it. Like, is there even like a full body shot, or like, because Tito, the picture that I saw, it's like, oh, his face looks more filled out than it used to look.
Yeah, there's this photo going around of the entire, I think, squad standing next to one another, and
that's
just happens to be next to Dwayne Wade. And I mean, yeah, it does look like he's put on a couple pounds.
It absolutely does.
It's not a good look. Like, not only just for Deion, but team-wise.
Heat culture?
Front office-wise.
Yeah, but it's like, but when you're recovering from surgery, like, they can only do so much to make sure you stay in shape.
Right, but we're talking about Pat Riley, who's the guy who invested in him.
That's true. Pat Riley, who gave him that mammoth contract. Yeah, man. I don't think we're going to look back favorably on the extension that he got, the contract that he got, and say, yeah, that was one of Pat Riley's best decisions. By the way, people pointing out that the reason why Dunkin' Donuts is called Dunkin' Donuts, D-U-N-K-I-N, is because you dunk your donut in coffee. We really missed that, didn't we? It was right in front of us.
I mean, that's allegedly.
I remember when I was a little kid, I used to think it was like somebody's last name, like D-U-N-C-A-N Donuts. Like, eventually I was like 17, I figured it out. But I used to think it was called that because of someone's name. But I should have realized it's because you dunk the donut in coffee. 560-22 is how you get at us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. So here's a part of an interesting piece that Armando Salguero wrote on the Patriots dynasty. How now might be the time when the Patriots are ripe for the picking. You know, he goes on to talk about the problems at wide receiver. Brady, for an example, isn't really a big problem, right, Salguero? Most teams would be thrilled to have him any day. Yeah, fair. But he's 41 years old, and he's only the league's 14th rated quarterback after three games. And the fact that he purposefully stayed away from all of New England's offseason program isn't helping matters. Look, again, that goes to the little Cold War that he and Belichick have been having over Alex Guerrero and over the reputation for Brady's trainer and his training methods and the TB12 cult that he's been a part of now with this trainer. I think that has created a lot of awkwardness, a lot of discomfort, a lot of bad feelings between Tom Brady and certain other factions with the Patriots. Now, that in itself doesn't mean they can't win, right? Just because you may not agree and you may not like each other doesn't mean you cannot perform at your best and win championships when you have a great coach and a great quarterback in place. Salguero continues, the wide receivers, meanwhile, are a huge problem, and solutions the Patriots hope to offer might not be enough to affect Sunday's game against the Dolphins, and perhaps not many games this season. The Patriots, you see, have been amazingly inept in acquiring wide receiver talent lately. You know, thinking about this, you know who might help this situation, but he's on IR? Braxton Berrios, right? I mean, he's not playing this year, but he was essentially drafted to be Danny Amendola's replacement, right? Like, that's why they drafted Braxton Berrios, and I think he can and will be that, but he's not available this season.
They also are been without Julian Edelman.
Right.
Who's been their go-to receiver for most of the time.
Yeah, no question. And Edelman, I can't say he'd be a stud anywhere, but with Brady and the Patriots, Edelman is an absolute bona fide stud. The team had Brandon Cooks, he writes, who was a dynamic player for them last year, and they traded him away. Malcolm Mitchell was a fourth-round draft pick in 2016. He was cut. Danny Amendola was a fixture for 5 years, and he was allowed to exit to the Dolphins in free agency. And Amendola, by the way, he seems to love being down here in South Florida because his wife said something about how it was way too cold in New England. Never been there in the winter, but I can imagine. I can imagine. That's why they have to eat that really hot chowder there because it's so cold over there. I love chowder, though. I could probably live there. But Amendola didn't like playing for the principal, Bill Belichick. He prefers to play with one of the guys, Adam Gase. The Patriots have made multiple decisions regarding their wide receivers in the past year, and most have proven to be, well, wrong. Kenny Britt was signed, didn't work out, so he was cut. Eric Decker was signed, didn't work out, so he retired. Jordan Matthews was signed in April, cut in August. Amara Darbo, a former third-round pick of the Seattle Seahawks, was claimed off waivers September 2nd, was cut September 4th. Chad Hansen, a former fourth-round pick of the New York Jets, was claimed off waivers September 2nd, cut September 10th. Corey Coleman, a former first-round pick of the Browns, was signed September 12th, released September 17th. He was then added to the practice squad, which does nothing to help Brady on game days. Benny Fowler III, a former undrafted free agent with the Denver Broncos, was signed September 12th, released September 15th. None of these moves helped. None of these moves were any good. So the Patriots are now turning to a new solution, or perhaps they're turning to their next soon-to-be-released experiment. The Patriots last week traded a 2019 fifth-round pick to Cleveland in exchange for Josh Gordon and a seventh-round pick. The hope in New England is Gordon will be his 2013 self. That was the last time he was good. 2013 was great, but that was the last time he was good. Dak Gordon played 14 games, caught 87 passes for 1,646 yards, 9 touchdowns in 2013. Yeah, and my hope is, Salguero writes, my hope is I'll win the lottery Saturday, even though, you know, I don't buy any tickets. You know what? That reminds me of something. Why is it that I only buy tickets when the jackpot gets to be like $500 million? Like, why is that like the number? Like, now I got to buy a ticket, right? Like, it was $64 million a couple weeks ago. I'm going to wait till it creeps up to $500 million before I buy a ticket. That is kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Because you're in it to win it, Dono. That's why.
And I only get one ticket, and I feel like this is a winner. This is a winner. So basically, Salguero is saying the Patriots have a perilous situation at wide receiver, and the immediate answer may not be running through that door. When we come back, we'll talk some Canes. I firmly believe and expect Kosi Perry to be the starting quarterback on Thursday. I do. I thought that his final exam happened Saturday against FIU. He passed it with flying colors. Mark Richt brought him on in the third series, would have taken him off at halftime if he wasn't performing well, and put Rozier right back in there. But Nikosi Perry played well enough to stay on all game, and I believe he has played well enough to now be the default starting quarterback moving forward. We'll talk about more of that. Some of the factors leading into Thursday night's clash with North Carolina. Manny Navarro of The Athletic will join us to talk some Canes next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.